because I feel so good about all of you guys, our Gemini family. I know I've spoken to quite a few of you today with incredible stories and testimonies with our new soft gels, but I won't spoil the testimonies quite yet because they're so good. So you guys are going to have to tune in next week for those. But tonight is going to be extra special. Scott Bardulis is back to talk with us about turning conversation to customer. But before we bring him on, I wanted to do a couple of quick announcements. If you guys have been sleeping under a rock or haven't been checking your emails, which you definitely should, because every Monday we send a Gemini Insider that comes from me. It has all of the different call topics for the week, the different trainings that we have, replays from our Saturday sizzles. So guys, if you haven't checked your emails in a while, please, please do. That is like basically our Gemini Bibles, right? For what's happening in the week. So check that out. If you haven't heard, we launched last week our soft gels, which are just flying off the shelves. The testimonies that we're hearing from this product in particular are, guys, outstanding, like unbelievable. So if you're experiencing pain or struggling with different health conditions, you guys have got to get your hands on a bottle of these. I know Canada is going to be getting theirs, I believe, this week. So hang tight, they're coming, but definitely try these. I'm so excited to try mine as well. Mine should be here by the end of the week. But tune in next week. Melanie Jackson is going to do a deep dive into dosing, really the difference between other hemp oils and ours and why Remedy really stands apart. So make sure you guys put that on your calendar for next week. We're going to take a deep dive into Remedy. I also wanted to remind everybody that we had a Gemini Cares quote contest that we just finished yesterday. So there were a lot of people that participated. Some people did not submit their numbers, but for those that did, I wanted to announce the first, second, and third place winners of the quote contest. So drum roll, first place. And this is the only number I'm going to share because it was so outstanding. Joe, and like I like to call him Joey Hubbis, had 11 quotes, which blew me away. So I'm so proud of you, Joe. You have officially won a one-on-one training session with Scott Bardulis, who is also our co-host for tonight. So snaps, like we used to do in my sorority, or drum roll, claps. So make sure you reach out to Joe and tell him what a great job that he did, because he did. And I'm just so proud. So thank you, Joe. Second place, we had Laura Trenum. So awesome, Laura. You guys rocked it. She is also going to be hosting our Saturday Sizzle call coming up this Saturday about Gemini Cares. So again, that is in your Gemini Insider email that was sent out today. So please mark your calendars for that and invite anyone you know that would love to hear more about that. And in third place, we had a tie between Karen Wilheater and TJ Hoverman. So great job to the two of you as well. Snaps and claps for everybody that participated. And we will definitely have more contests in the future. So if you guys didn't win this time, that's all right, because there's going to be plenty of other opportunities coming up for you to win as well. But tonight's topic, like I mentioned earlier, is going to be all about conversation to customer. So Scott Bardulis, if you haven't met him before, you're in for a special treat tonight. He's built teams of over hundreds of thousands of people. He's co-authored different books, and he is truly what you would define a network marketing superstar to be. So it is my pleasure to bring Scott on to co-host tonight's call, and the mic is all yours, Scott.
Hey, Samantha, good to hear you. Good to see you. Good to be with all of you from around the country. What's going on, Gemini Nation? You guys excited?
Woo!
Yeah? Well, that's good to hear. So listen, first of all, a big, huge congratulations. Joe, you lit it up like a Christmas tree. Laura, great job. Unbelievable. Karen and TJ, phenomenal. I'm super impressed with how much effort so many of you put into this fun challenge. Wasn't that just a lot of fun to just go out and use the tools in your toolbox, right? They're your tools in your toolbox. You went out and used those, and you proved to yourself that you could have a conversation with someone that was logical, that was rational, that made tons of sense, where you were serving other people, showing them a better way of life, great alternatives to whatever they had going on. You put Gemini Cares in front of them and you showed them value. And for that, you got quotes, exactly what we asked you to do, put into a system to where, guess what, Joe? Guess what, Laura? Guess what, Karen and TJ? We professionals are going to be calling those contacts for you and following up with those people. Now, Remember the easy button from Office Max? That was easy. I mean, when you push that, how fun is that? When you can say, okay, cool, I got this. That's not a problem. I can do this. And you proved to yourself that you could, in fact, do this. So way to go. I'm super impressed, really, truly. So now watch the fun begin. By the way, that's little momentum for you. So don't stop there. Just because the contest is over, that little contest, keep it going. Don't stop there. Keep the gas pedal pushed down and accelerating, because the bigger you get, the faster you get bigger. It's just one of the laws of nature. Listen, I want to ask you all a question right now. I wouldn't mind if you actually wrote it down, because I want you to reflect on this long after this call is finished. I want you to come back and have an honest conversation with yourself. By the way, have you ever had a conversation with yourself? You just did it right now, because in your head, you're like, yeah, I think I have. That's a conversation with yourself. So we all talk to ourselves. You have a conversation with yourself more than anybody else, more than your best friends, more than your spouse, more than your boyfriend or girlfriend, more than anyone you've ever related to. You've had more conversations with yourself than you'll ever log with another human being. So this is going to be for one of those. Here's the question. Careful now, write it down. I want to know which one of these two things is stronger. Two Fs. The fear of failure, write that down. I want you to ask yourself, which is stronger? Which one will win the battle? The fear of failure, or in other words, synonyms for failure, judgment, falling flat on your face, not succeeding at what you thought you could. So that's what I mean by fear of failure. And or would this one win? The vision of your victory. Two V's, two F's and two V's, the fear of failure or the vision of your victory. So, you know, that picture you have in your head, have you ever done something before where you were super challenged by it? Maybe you were going to enter a race. Maybe it was a sprint. Maybe it was a marathon. Maybe it was a bike race. Maybe it was a spelling bee. Maybe it was some contest at work to see who could do this or who could do that. In your mind, did you tell yourself one of these two things? Because this is how you know which one's going to win based on your self-talk. You either said to yourself, eh, why bother? Why even try? Someone else is going to probably pull that off. How could it ever be me? Have you ever had a conversation like that with yourself? Or did you say, okay, I got your number. I can see myself standing on the podium. I can see, all right, with my ears, I can hear my name being called out. So Joe, how good did it feel just now? By the way, you and I had a chat, just so we're being real honest here in front of all these people, did we not? Shake your head yes if that's a true story. You and I had a chat about self-talk, did we not? Yep. And guess what? Little advice, a little bit of coaching, a little bit of programming. And you know what? You just took first place, my friend. First place, flat out, hands down, you won it, fair and square. We flipped a little switch and all of a sudden you did what you thought was originally going to be a little bit more challenging. Not that you weren't challenged, but let's face it, you overcame some adversity. By the way, I think you're a hero. I really do, because you're the teacher of the moment. And when you're honest and when you're vulnerable, it shows other people, okay, really, Joe went through that? I had self-talk, I had doubt. I had moments when I didn't thought I could pull this off. And now they're going, but wait a second. Joe actually had the same thoughts, the same feelings, and he made a change or a shift in his attitude. I got you to see that you could stand on that podium. I helped you vision in your mind that your voice would be the one that was called when they said, and the winner is, drum roll, and then they said your name. How good does that feel? How good does it feel to be on any stage? Laura, second place. I mean, seriously, come on. That's awesome. That's freaking awesome. And you did it. And same thing, Karen and TJ, great. No matter what it took, you did something. I told you this before. However, it's so fitting in this moment. I think about this all the time. It's one of my favorite heroic statements of all time, because the heroism involves humility. And a good friend of mine named Joe Tanner, I've told some of you this story before, he's been to space not once, not twice, not three times, four times. This man has launched in some kind of a spaceship craft rocket and gone into outer space orbit. And he's done what only a few hundred people in the history of mankind, so far as we know, have accomplished. And when you ask him in his humility, like, holy cow, Mr. Tanner, how did you pull that off? How was it that you were the one of all the billions of people that have lived and breathed and occupied space at some time in history on this planet, how are you the one in billions that was selected? And he goes, you know what? It actually wasn't as hard as you think it is. And I'm going, how could you figure? That's the worst odds on the planet. That's worse than any lottery that's ever been played, and people blow that off. He goes, no. It was way easier than in winning the lottery. And I couldn't fathom that at first until he explained to me, and I think this will make all the sense in the world to you as well. He said, the reason why little old me, Joe Tanner, has been to space multiple times is because no one else was even attempting. Everyone else rationalized that there's no possible way that they would ever be picked, chosen, recognized, qualified, or pass all those tests. He said, in reality, that's what everyone tells themselves, so they don't even attempt. He said, the truth is, people way more qualified than me could have gone to space. They just didn't believe it was true or possible. Now, isn't that the same case for all of you sitting and listening right now, where you thought, what chance do I have? And your odds are actually pretty huge to win anything, any contest, any challenge that's ever put in front of you, because most people, even though they have the same news, the same information, the same tools, the same criteria, the same date ranges to fit it all in, most people will simply find a way to talk themselves out of it instead of talking themselves into it. Did you know that it's actually a whole lot easier or simpler to talk yourself into doing something as it is to talk yourself out? It's way harder to talk yourself out of it, because once you make a decision to do something, you'll do it. If you don't believe me, test this theory out. You make a decision to do something, you'll do it. However, if you're self-talking yourself out, you'll second guess yourself. Am I making the right decision? And you'll play all the negatives over and over and over like a broken record player. You won't do that when you talk yourself into something. Same thing as smiling. Did you know it takes 1/3 the muscles to smile as it does to frown? It's just this interesting law that anything you do positive in your life, like smiling, it's less effort. Like talking yourself into doing something, it's less effort. And yet, isn't it ironic that the masses choose to do the extra work to be negative? See, I don't believe that's you, because that's what personal growth and professional development is all about. That's what we're doing right now. And by the way, if you don't mind, if you're not doing it right now and you can, please turn your camera on. Please do it. Did you know that being on camera provides energy? Being off camera takes energy away. So when you're on camera, you're actually giving energy to the people feeding you versus taking energy from the people that are feeding you. Don't you want the people feeding you to provide more food? Don't you want the people supplying you to give more energy? It's true, don't we? So when you're served, remember, recognize the people that are serving you and give to them. Keep giving them, giving and giving and giving, because they'll keep serving. And that's the way the world works. So on that note, I wanted you to think about those two things. Which tendency do you naturally fall into? Fear of failure, or seeing the vision of your victory, the triumph, the jubilee? Now, you all have tools, programs, options, training, products that many, many other people in this same exact space do not have, or it's poorly provided. That is not the case for you. If you haven't noticed that over the last little bit here, you have been provided an unbelievable amount of information and tools and training preparing you to go out and experience absolute victory. That's that word pilsung that we talked about in a previous training. The certainty of absolute victory. That's the definition of pilsung. It's a terminology that comes through the Taekwondo arena. So that being said, are you certain of absolute victory? If you are, nothing will stop you. There is no excuse that will ever overcome your desire to perform and to succeed and to win. And that's the case right here, my friends. Do you believe that, Cheryl? Do you believe that, Heather? Lori, do you believe that? Colette, do you believe that? Eva, do you believe it? Lisa, do you believe that? Hey, Laura, do you believe that? Hey, Kim, is that something you believe? How about you, Rob? TJ, do you believe that? Absolutely, right? Okay, so don't stop believing that. Stay on that path. Now, here's what I want to find out from you. If I wrote some of these things down and took some notes, and brainstormed this with a couple of you. And I started thinking about all the attributes, the pros and the qualities of the entire Gemini product line. Here's some simple things that were come up with. So if I asked you right now off the cuff, what are the top three most paramount pinnacle things that speak volumes about your product line? Could you do that? Could you just shoot from the hip and rattle off just three things that are overwhelming and unbelievable attributes to what you have to offer that might supersede other things that are even out there? So let's talk about the five top killers. Now, assuming this list hasn't changed since I checked, so forgive me if it has. I suppose statistics change all the time. So since I looked, here's the top five killers. I might have a couple of them out of order. At one time, I had these memorized. Do you know what the number one cause of death in this country is? Go ahead. Just take a whack at it. Somebody tell me quickly. Unmute yourself. What
cancer.
Is it? No.
Heart
no.
problems.
No.
Stress.
Wow.
What is it? Keep going. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong. Don't worry about it. Don't have the fear of being wrong. Just speak it out.
Depression.
No.
Overdosing.
No.
Lack of confidence.
No. By the way, I love all of your answers, and these things are on the list. It's just not number one. And some of you are Googling right now. You're like, you're like, I'm going to get this right. I'm going to Google right now.
Lack of purpose.
I got it. It's not breathing.
Lack of purpose.
That Jay, I think you're onto something there. That's a good one. Okay, here's what it is. You're going to be blown away by this because you're not even thinking in the right realm. The number one cause of death is medical malpractice. Medical malpractice. Go figure that one out. Now, that's what they, whoever they are, I'm not even going to say names, okay? Just so somebody doesn't want us to know that, whoever they are. Somebody would prefer that we not know that. We don't focus on that. We make it the fault of things like diseases rather than the fault of people treating us like we're an experimental project. Does that make sense? Okay, so here's the thing that you want to think about. How can you, without casting blame, throwing stones, or spending any energy on what is or what isn't, what can you do potentially to keep yourself out of harm's way in that category?
Prevent yourself from getting sick in the first place.
Thank you very much, Ms. Colvin. Thank you very much. That is a fantastic answer. So, you know a company that has a few products that might be able to lend a hand in that? I mean, come on, people. How about this? Now let's go to the list you were thinking about. Let's go to that list. Okay, somewhere on this list, I'm not going to pretend that I'm saying these in the right order, but here's the top five killers. They're on the list. Heart disease, cancer, respiratory disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, and diabetes. I think I spit off about six right there. Did you get that list? Okay. Heart disease, cancer, respiratory disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, and diabetes. Now, think about that for a second. I don't know how many people a year die collectively of all those things or get sick from all those things. Can we all agree with a shake of the head or a raise of the hand? Can we all agree that there's plenty of people who would like to not be on that list? Agreed? Everybody agree? Okay. And we certainly all know people that are on that list, yes or no? Yeah, we all know somebody that knows somebody that happened to. Okay. I was just thinking about the odds of something. And I was having dinner tonight with some friends that are in from out of town. And we were talking about a friend of ours. Okay. So some classmates of mine that have a son. So he's in his 20s. And his name is Dylan. And Dylan is now a sheriff at the age of 20 something. And a few years ago, you can Google this guy, by the way. I'll give you his last name in a few minutes. I just don't want you to Google yet. So I'm not going to tell you the last name. So he was hiking in Moab and he got bit by a rattlesnake miles and miles and miles out in the middle of nowhere in Moab. And he had to get out by himself and survive that. And he did. Months later, not years, months later, he was teaching at a camp right here in Colorado. He was teaching wilderness survival. He kind of grew up with a grandfather. It was like a little bit like Daniel Boone, and he learned how to do wilderness, skin his own stuff and make, you know, pelts and make his own arrows and make his own bows. I mean, he's just a diehard kid. And months later, he's teaching wilderness survival at a camp, and he takes all these kids out away from the camp. So they're like in the tulies up in the Rocky Mountains someplace far from help. And he's teaching them how to survive off the land. So they had to do their own fishing. They had to do their own hunting. They had to take certain things with them to help prepare meals over the fire. And in the middle of the night, a bear comes along and grabs him by the head. Imagine this, a bear comes in, reaches into your sleeping bag and chomps down so hard that you can feel and hear your entire skull crack into pieces. And it's just munching away and you're being mauled. Imagine being that guy. And all he could remember is this, the topic of survival. So he reaches back up over his head, takes his thumbs, finds the eyeball sockets and rams them into the eye sockets until the bear lets go. Probably popped out an eyeball or two. It was him or the bear. So in shock, he's bleeding profusely. His skull is cracked in multiple places. Later on, he needs so many stitches, it's not even funny. And he survives that. He needs a little break after this. So he decides to go on his own after he's recovered. He's already been interviewed all over the world for surviving a rattlesnake bite in the middle of Moab and surviving a bear mauling attack in the middle of the Colorado Rocky Mountains. And he's interviewed in Europe and all over the news media. And it wasn't long after that, he's like, I need to get away from all this. I need a break. So he decides to go over to Hawaii and hike around the perimeter of the Big Island. So the first day there, he gets off the airplane. He's not getting Uber or taxis. He just walks right out the airport and starts hiking, you know, north around from Kona. So he's on his way. And after a few hours, he's hot. It's Hawaii. He's hot. He's hiking. And he goes over to what looks like a really awesome beach, drops his pack in the sand, jumps in the water, is taking a swim. And moments later, he's attacked by a tiger shark, one of the most fierce sharks in all the oceans. And he is just eaten up and down in his legs. He's rescued by bystanders and they pull him from the waters and he survives that, stitches all over his legs. Well, now he's been on McDonald's commercials. He's been on Naked and Afraid. You've heard of that show. And so you're thinking of the odds, right? You're thinking of the odds. Here's the point. You know what the odds were? I don't know if they're accurate or not, but all the smart people in the world got together and said, this has got to be the most unlucky guy in the entire world. And in fact, they decided he was the most unfortunate person ever to live. And they said the odds of those three things happening to the same person in a two-year window was 1 in 894 quadrillion. So now he's writing a book called 1 in 894 quadrillion. Last name is McWilliams, Dylan McWilliams, D-Y-L-A-N, Dylan McWilliams. So this guy was gonna be a relative of mine until I lost my sister to an unfortunate car accident. And that prevented us from being family, but that's how I know this guy. And so all that said, isn't your shot greater than 1 in 894 quadrillion? If you got the tools, the support, the credibility, the backing, visionaries, you got a CEO, Jay Archer, for goodness sakes, could it possibly get any better? Really, you have everything you need. And yet, isn't it interesting that once again, we'll talk ourselves out, talk yourself in. Your chances are better when you talk yourself in. So my guess is that the worst case scenario that will ever happen to you, you will not get eaten by a shark. You will not get mauled by a bear. You will not be attacked by a rattlesnake at all. Rather, probably likely good things will happen to you. Listen, we're talking about products and likelihood. When you're around people socially, and they're complaining about life and telling you their aches and their pains and their woes and this and that, and I don't have time and I don't have health and I don't have any money and I'm sick and tired of this and sick and tired of that. And people complain when they think that you're just like some shoulder to cry on. Why don't you respond to them? And I want to ask you a few questions here. If you were that person, I'd just turn to you and say, you know what? I need help. You might need help. I need help. I'm building something. You want to be a part of it? Sounds like you need a turn of events in your life. This is how I talk to people. Sounds like you need a turn of events or a positive change in your life. I actually need some help. Want to lend me a hand? People love to help. They love to help. I might even say, when was the last time you were challenged? Like seriously challenged. I'm not talking about the complaints that you're making right now, but you had an absolute positive challenge going on in your life. When was the last time you were challenged? I might say, you want to do something flipping crazy? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm doing something absolutely nuts right now, and it's the best decision I've ever made in my life. You want to be nuts too? Sometimes people like the oddity, the weirdness of how you talk to them instead of the thing that makes you sound all smooth and polished, like you've got like your script perfectly memorized. I don't like memorized scripts. It sounds cheesy. You ever looked at a newscast and you're like, oh, they're just reading. You can see their eyes going back and forth on the page like they're reading text. And then you listen to the newscaster, they just sound natural, like they're really having a conversation with you. I love those people that broadcast. They're fantastic. What about this one? What is it? Tell me. Cheryl, what wakes you up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning? Like where your eyes are just like wide awake and you can't stop thinking. It's hard to go back to sleep. What makes you jump out of bed instead of saying, oh, and you turn the covers over and you just want to roll over and make the day go away again? Again, which person are you? Are you ready to live? Or are you pretending like you got to hide from something or you're ready to die early? That's not who we want to be. Not here, not now, not a Gemini, no way, no how, no shape, no form. Not going to happen. So could you talk to people like that? Could you? I know you could. The question is, will you just do it? I know you're still thinking about being judged. What do you really have to offer? I'll tell you what you have to offer. Remember that list that I mentioned to you? By the way, obesity is on that list. Obesity is a oftentimes a precursor to things like diabetes or arthritis and aches and pains in your bones and joints. You know that, right? Does Gemini have things to help with weight management? Maybe could be. Maybe you might have even heard some, I don't know, maybe somebody mentioned a rumor here or there. I don't know. What about sleep? You ever heard of people that have insomnia or for negative reasons in their head, they're having a hard time getting to the REM sleep because they're scared or nervous or freaked out about life or debt or repossessions coming or looming or bad phone calls? Those are things that keep people awake at night. And you know what? Worrying never helps, ever. It never made a difference to worry. Only people that take action are able to save themselves from all the perils of life. That's true. How about this? You know, people that just in general need better health. They just got a litany of stuff going on. They just need generally better health. How about less stress? You know, anybody that's just got overwhelming stress, that leads to bad sleep, of course. How about pain? You know, anybody in pain, they're just sore everywhere, bones and joints, and my fingers hurt, my back hurts, my head hurts, always have a headache. You know what really a headache is? Osteoporosis of the skull. Weird, huh? Yeah, it's just another arthritis deal in your skull. How about people that are just dragging all the time? You know anybody that needs more energy? They're just not lively enough. They're always like Eeyore, talking real slow, down, shoulders slumped forward, never a spring in their step, no sparkle in their eye, twinkle in their eye. They're slow to everything and really negative in their thoughts and comments. You know anybody that needs more energy? Their overall well-being? We talked about bones and joints. How about hair, skin, and nails? You know anybody like that? You know anybody follically challenged? You know anybody like that? Yeah. How about just detoxing? A good, awesome detox would go a long way. So you know anybody that could use a good detox? That's one of the hottest topics in health right now is detoxing. Liver detox, colon detox, those types of things. Yeah. So you've got products that do all of those things. Do you understand that? The hottest topics on the planet, in the world, you have them at your fingertips. You're not the person sitting around going, wish my company had that. Sure, wish my company had that. Sell what's on the wagon, for goodness sakes. Stop wishing or thinking that your dream will come true if only this or only that, if I just had this. No, that's not true. Because as soon as you get that other thing, rather than going, hallelujah, I've got that thing right now, I can finally go out and stop being a bunch of lip service and just get the results and the action done in my life and business, you're already looking ahead to the next thing to complain about. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. Be the person that celebrates what you have right in front of you and be grateful for that. You want problems? You want to think about what people don't have? Just travel to a third world country and you'll change your tune real quick. I've made all of my whole family has spent plenty of time in third world countries while everyone else is bragging about the luxuries of going to this fancy hotel and going on that cruise. You know what? I've marched my family and kids right into the heart of the worst places you'd ever want to live in your life. And it worked. My kids don't complain. No matter how great they have life, all I have to do is just reference a point in their life when they got to live it, feel it, experience, maybe go without some meals or eat something that tasted nasty or looked nasty or was less than desirable than mom or dad's home cooking. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So be careful what you wish for and be careful what you complain about. Does that make sense? Okay, now, low blood sugar. You ever heard of that? You got products for that too. All right. I just missed one. I had to come back and throw that in there. So there's a little list for you. Just a little list. It's just something to give you a springboard so you can be like, oh yeah, I needed to be reminded of that. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh yeah, I haven't talked about that in a while. Oh yeah, I guess I just better get my act together. Listen, you remember the movie called The A-Team? Remember The A-Team, like Mr. T? Remember that? He wasn't called the B-Team. He wasn't called the C-Team. It was the A team in reference to we're the best team possible. You want to be the best team? You want to be the A team? Then act like it, think like it, believe like it, dream like it, sleep like it, talk like it, act like it, walk like it, do all those things. And pretty soon you'll have unconscious competence. That's the ultimate place to be in your life when you're unconsciously competent. It means you're not thinking about how smart you are or how aware of you are. You're just doing it. You're going through all those things and you're just simply doing it. In the beginning, you've got to be reminded, walk like this, talk like that, act like that, ride like this, speak like that, do it like that. And if you do anything enough times, it becomes a habit. I don't know if the study is true. I read it somewhere, but somewhere around 18 to 20 times of repetition, just doing something over and over and over again, pretty soon it's just habit. You wouldn't think of going about your day without putting your clothes on, would you? I mean, it's habit now. You get dressed. You don't go around naked. You wouldn't think about not putting your deodorant on. That's terrible. You know what it's like when you realize I smell something funny and you realize there's no one else and it's you. And so you've learned your lessons. You don't go out without putting DO on your BO, right? So how about brushing your teeth or looking the way that you think is attractive? You do all these things unconsciously, and yet you're competent at the same time. That's where you want to be inside your Gemini business. So now I'm asking you, when you think like this, first of all, show of hands, aren't you a little pumped up right now? Tell me if you're just pumped up. Be honest, are you pumped up right now? You're like, oh yeah, I'm ready to like get after it. You should be ready. Like when you're off this training call right now, the first thing you should do is always strike while the iron's hot. You don't need to say a lot because it's impossible to say the wrong thing to the right person. Did you know that? You don't have to have a script. You don't have to have magic words. You just need to be fun. You need to be excited. You need to speak their language. What they really need is some hope. It doesn't matter how you give it to them, just throw it out there. In my mind, I always imagined it like this. If I was on a sinking ship, maybe in your mind, you're picturing the Titanic, right? That was cold water. You didn't want to be in that water longer than you had to be. Okay, so just imagine that you rewrite the history about the story of the Titanic and you were one of the ones, however it happened, it just happened that somehow you were fortunate enough to be rescued. Now, if you were on one of those life-saving boats, remember, some of them that had room were going around, they were shining the light. So pretend like your boat had room and pretend like you can hear the cries out in the darkness, in the frigid waters. And some people are hardly able to put their lips together and they're mumbling like, oh, help. And it's just faint and you gotta, hey, I can hear you. Say that again. And you kind of get your boat in the right path and you find the person barely clinging on to something floating and you don't have to convince them. You reach overboard and put your arm out. They're not going, nah, forget about it. They're going, thank you. Dear Lord, thank you for saving my life. I'm so excited. You know, maybe they couldn't vocalize it with that energy in the freezing waters, but that's what they're thinking. They're just happy to be alive. You throw somebody that's struggling a lifesaver, you know, those rings. If somebody doesn't want to grab onto it, that's not your problem. Your job is to throw the life preserver at everybody in your path. Why? Because if you throw it at select people, you're judging them. Stop being judgmental. You're missing phenomenal people all around you because you're casting judgment. They look too cool. Their house is too fancy. Their car is too nice. It's nicer than yours. And so you judge them. But you didn't know that they stopped making payments 3 months ago. And any moment now, the repo person was coming for their car. You didn't know that because you only looked on the surface. Is this making sense, friends? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? No judgment. Throw the Gemini life preserver at everybody. Who?
Everybody.
Thank you. Everybody. Not somebody, everybody. Throw the preserver out there. Again, your job is not to judge them on whether they're worthy or a good candidate. You don't know what's going on in their life. And you don't know for sure who's going to grab it and who isn't. But I'll tell you what, you'll sleep better at night the first time someone grabs hold of that thing and you're pulling them in like this. And the whole time, it's like they're coming through the water at you and you're pulling so fast and they're kicking because they want to be rescued. There's a wake behind them. They've got a big old cheesy grin on their face and they're saying, thank you. Thank you. As you're pulling them to safety, they're saying, thank you. How did you know? How did you know? That's the kind of recruiter that you want to be in your Gemini business. And I am serious about this. Not kidding around. This is like fun. It's serious. This is the mentality that you have to have if you want to be successful. Let's face it. I just gave you a litany of things to spark your mind about who needs these products. All those people need help. All of them need help. All of them need somebody that throws them the lifeline. And they're going, how'd you know I was in pain? How did you know I was suffering from memory loss? How did you know I couldn't sleep? How did you know I needed more energy? How did you know I needed overall general wellness? How did you know I needed to lose weight? How did you know? How did you know? How did you know? And I don't know. If you want me to challenge you, I will. I'll just throw this little challenge out there. Just put this one on for size. How about if tonight when you go to bed, you just say a little prayer that says something like this. Dear Lord, would you please put just the right person in my path who I could be a huge blessing to, who in return accidentally will become a huge blessing to me? See, if you're the first blessing, you'll get to be blessed. Just bless a whole bunch of people first and watch the magic sauce of what happens when the blessing actually comes back to you, but that was never your intention. It's just an indirect outcome. If you will, it's an indirect outcome of our priority and our overall objective to be kind to other people. Just be kind, and you'll be amazing about how that comes back to serve you over and over again. You ever heard this song from Seal called Crazy? You ever heard that song? Seal, Google it. Just write it down. Write it down right now. Just put down Seal, the music group Seal. And then the name of the song is called Crazy. Here's what I want you to do. When we're done, obviously not right at this moment, but when we're done, one of the first things I'd love for you to do is go download that song. And some of the lyrics are this: we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. And the tune on that song, it's worthy to crank it up. Like, please don't destroy your eardrums or do something where, like Scott said, destroy your ear. I'm not saying destroy your eardrums. You know how the volume sounds to you when you're like really rocking it out. Like it's all just pouring through your veins and you're almost, you've got this vibe where you're just shaking because there's so much energy. Do you have a song like that? I have a few songs like that. They're my walk-on songs. When I do public speaking, like I've got songs that I walk out on because they pump me up before I'm supposed to deliver the most powerful speech of my entire life. And it gets the crowd going crazy. And they're all tuned in. They know something's coming. If your song is hot, they know something good is coming behind that song. You can't have a great song and a terrible topic to talk about. So that's what I mean. Go play crazy, because the lyrics in there, we're never going to survive unless we get a little bit crazy. Now, isn't that true about your Gemini business? Tell me it's not true. You got to get a little crazy if you're going to build something substantial. Nope. Listen, nobody wants a wimp. Do you think people sign up to follow wimps as leaders? No. I mean, Samantha just wrote it down. She said, be bold. That's exactly right. You need to be bold and courageous. Every year I pick a word that kind of defines my tone, my attitude, my thoughts, my behaviors, the things I align with. And I've had words like courageous over the years. I've had courageous as my word. And I've also had obsessed as my word. Those two words just came to mind, by the way, right now. So why don't you write those two words down and see how close you can start to mold your life and dial it in when you're focused on being courageous and you're focused on being obsessed. Are you obsessed about watching the evening news? Gag me with a pitchfork and a spoon. Who wants to do that? Sit around and just get negged out all day long. Like, what's going on with this over here and that over there? And this person's all messed up and that group of people is all screwed in the head. We don't have time for that. You can sit around and be programmed by all that negative stuff, and you'll start to be everything except bold, everything except courageous, and you'll be obsessed by all the wrong things. Are you with me, people? Don't be that person. Have your blinders on. You've seen the horses trotting through the cities, and you always marvel with this, with the blinking, bleeping, noisy, honking taxis and the crazy people that jump out in front of people in the streets and all the noise of the nightlife of a city. You ever wondered how those horses do it? Pulling buggies and they just don't freak out? The way they do it is they put on blinders. The people that have the reins to those draft horses, they make sure that those horses are not able to see anything than what's directly in front of them. How about you? Might you be better off if you put a little bit of your blinders on and stop looking over here? Remember the cartoons like squirrel? And pretty soon you're over on that rabbit trail and then up in this tree over here and down in the valley over there. It's like, for the love of all that's sacred, could you not just walk a straight line, for goodness sakes? And that's what you need to do. Here you are in Gemini. Here's where your dream is and where you need to be. The answer isn't to go here and here and here and here and here and here and here. It's to just go from here to here. That is the shortest distance between two points. You all learned that in school. Blinders, put them on. Be bold, be courageous, and be obsessed. That's what we need a little bit more of. And stop thinking that some other pasture is greener or better or more fun or more exciting. I promise you, in 32 years, I've played all those games. They're not worth it. Just buckle under and focused. What do you need? Love, kindness, an attaboy or girl, or a thank you, or some recognition, or some appreciation, a little fun along the way, some celebrations for victory, to be reminded of how powerful it is, the reins you hold in your hands. You don't need a different horse. Some people do. I'm telling you, you don't. You're on the perfect horse. You're on the perfect racetrack. Just keep going and stay the course. Nobody needs to start over. Nobody needs to go backwards. Draw a line in the sand if you're one of the people that's going, well, yeah, but you don't know. I've been here for a couple of years and I feel like a failure because I've regressed, or I've just kind of stalled out. And what if people think I'm a phony or a fraud? And here's the answer to that question. Let me help you with this. It's really simple. Can you not, are we not allowed to make new decisions in our life? Come on, tell me that. Are we not allowed to make new decisions? If we've made a bad decision in the past, or a poor decision, or a not so good decision, or a not productive decision, or an unprofitable decision, aren't we allowed to do the exact opposite? Can you not start making productive, healthy, profitable, appropriate decisions that allow you to succeed in your life? Are you not allowed to do that? So you just draw a line in the sand and then be honest with people and say, you know what? I'm so thankful for this company called Gemini. I'm so thankful. And you know what? I wish I knew then what I knew now. What I know now is going to allow me to do this from this moment forward. Write that down. From this moment forward. Please write that down. It's very powerful. It'll get in your psyche. From this moment forward, this is what I'm going to do based on these decisions. This is what I'm going to do based on these decisions from this moment forward. Forget about the past. The reason why metaphorically I'm saying draw a line in the sand is because I don't want you taking baggage from your past and thinking that somehow you've got to lug this horrible, nasty, overwhelmingly heavy suitcase with you into the future. That's no fun. If you've ever been on a long journey with a heavy backpack, one of the most refreshing things in the whole world is to take that sucker off and plop it down and be footloose and fancy free and just walk. It's one of the most euphoric feelings on the planet, I'm convinced, because I've done lots of backpacking and taking that pack off after days. It's like, oh my word, does that feel like a weight off my shoulders? Metaphorically, some of you just need to give your permission to let go of your nasty, heavy suitcase backpack. You got it? Can we all do that? Okay, so we've talked tonight about how powerful everything is at your disposal that already exists. Go out and in a healthy way, love it on people. Show it to people. Share it with people. Offer solutions and real suggestions and ask people thoughtful questions. Hey, it sounds like you're a little bit up to your eyeballs. Can I help you with that? You want to do something a little wacky in a different perspective? Let me share a dream or a vision I have with you. Tell me if it resonates based on the things you've just shared with me. And if it does, what do you say we lock arms together and partner in something that could change your life in a drastic way over the next 6 months to a year? That's how I talk to people. I paint pictures. Now, I'm no Picasso. Believe me, I'm not. I mean, my wife, Juliet, on the other hand, she's artsy fartsy. She can play the piano like nobody's business. She can paint. She can draw. She can do all those things. And I marvel because she's got talents that I just absolutely don't have. So that's what I mean. I'm no Picasso, but I will tell you this. I've gotten really good at helping people believe that they can be Picasso just for a few minutes. Like, here's a blank canvas. Close your eyes and imagine. I do a whole talk in a workshop on this, the power of your mind and your thinking and your ability to create. Just go into your own mental workshop. And I'd have you do it right now. You want to do it right now? Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Just do it. Trust me. Close your eyes. Even if you're not on camera right now, just close your eyes. Even if you're not being watched right now, just close your eyes. Okay. Now, just think, let everything go that's heavy, that's burdensome. And I want you to stare at a blank canvas, like maybe Van Gogh or Picasso or Michelangelo or Renoir, one of the other greats, one of these painters that just is awe-striking. Today, their paintings go for millions or tens of millions of dollars. Some of them are sitting in museums because they're so coveted and so unique and so rare. And yet we think, keep your eyes closed, and yet we think that I'm not worthy. My art could never look like that. It would never be that good. Listen, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Here's whose picture you have to satisfy. You know whose picture you have to paint that has to satisfy somebody? Yourself. That's it. It doesn't matter what someone else thinks about your painting. It doesn't matter what someone else believes about your talent or your abilities to put art on canvas. The only thing that matters is this. If you stare at that blank canvas and you keep telling yourself, I'm no good, therefore I will never paint a doggone thing. I'm no good, therefore I'll never paint a doggone thing. If that's you and you continue to tell yourself that, you'll always have a boring, bogus, fake, all sterile canvas, and you'll just wonder what could have been if you had just raised your arm. So do it right now. Just raise your arm like you're holding a paintbrush. Okay? So put your hand up like you're reaching toward an easel with a canvas, and on that canvas, whatever you paint will come true. Whatever you paint will come true. Don't open your eyes yet. I just want you to think, what do you wish would come true? What do you wish would you could visualize on that canvas? And if you can see it in your mind, you can put it on the canvas. But if you don't see it in your mind, it's impossible for your hand to start making strokes or brushes or movements. You won't know what colors to use. You won't know if there's people or things or nature. No one will ever know what could have been if you had just seen it in your head first and dipped your paintbrush in the paint to the color of your choosing and without looking at it, saying, oh, that doesn't look right. Or, oh, no, that's not the right proportions. Forget about that. You only have to please yourself. And if you could see it on the canvas, it would come true. So start painting right now. Start moving your brush around on the canvas and moving your hand in the strokes that you imagine it would take to make those things appear on the canvas. Was it a family? Did you see people? Did you see scenery? Did you see a lake? Were there people having fun, like water skiing on it? Were you standing in front of national monuments or international treasures? Were you on beaches? Were you on a sailboat? Were you fishing? Were you walking hand in hand with someone? Were you seeing the sunset? Were you playing catch with your youngest daughter? What was it for you? What is it for you that you need to see more of? What would make your life perfectly whole if it would just come true? And now you paint that picture. And in your mind, while your eyes are still closed, take a picture of it. Take a picture right now, snap it. Snap the picture, meaning burn it into your head right this second. Do it. And don't play small here. See it on that canvas. If you didn't play this game, that's on you, not on me. I did it. I reached my hand into the, you weren't watching me, but I reached my hand into my ink and I just did the exercise. I started moving my hand around on my canvas as if. And you know what? I don't know what would really happen. Don't open your eyes yet. I don't know what would really happen if I were to see how terrible my painting was, but I don't care what anybody thinks about it because I could tell what it was. You know, the only reason we're concerned about other people is if they praise us and say, oh, you're such a great artist, Scott. You're such a great painter. Look at that talent. That looks so real. Who gives a flip about what somebody else thinks about your artistic ability? It only has to be representative enough for you to be reminded of what's most important to you. Did you take a picture? Did you snap that picture in your head and burn the images on that canvas? Doggone well right into your head. Did you do it? If you did it, I can already see your outcome. I'm not a futurist or a fortune teller. I just know that the laws of success say people that do these things, their dreams come true. And the people that refuse to do the exercise because it's silly or stupid or something else that they fabricated, you'll keep telling yourself that story till when? Till your grave, till the moment you stop breathing. That will be someone or your miserable life. Misery is something that you decide. Happiness and joy and peace is something you decide. So since you have the power to choose either one you want, pick one. Pick well. Pick one and pick well. You can open your eyes. Now tell me that wasn't a powerful exercise. Yes? Powerful, right? Yep. Don't forget this exercise. Everyone you know should hear this training. Everyone you know should hear this training. If you had a whole bunch of people on your team that thought like this, acted like this, behaved like this, decided like this, visualized and forecasted like this, you'd be unstoppable. In a good way, you'd be deadly. Unbelievable. Now, as if that wasn't enough, I want to hint at just one more thing as we wrap up the final 5 minutes of this call. By the way, you guys don't mind training, do you? Isn't this good stuff? You like training? Good stuff, right? Okay. So now you've got all these consumable products at your fingertips. Look what happened to Joe and Laura and Karen and TJ for making effort. You know what they have? They have possibilities. While everyone who else didn't attempt at this particular contest, at least in that moment, you don't have any possibilities. You can make new ones, just draw a line in the sand. That's what I love about the line in the sand theory. You can draw a line anytime you jolly well please. The line isn't up to anyone else except for yourself. If you don't like something, just say, you know what? I get to make the line. And I don't like the way I've acted or behaved to this point. Boom, there's the line. literally stuff. Sometimes I just do it just to go through the motions. I'll just draw a line on the floor just magically, and I'll just go through the motions of stepping on the other side and saluting to the past, like sayonara, you know, see you later. And I turn my head in the direction I want to go, and that's all I can see. I don't look over my shoulder anymore. Why bother? Why bother? So you know how to handle yourself now in social settings, talking with people. Just get a little crazy and invite people and have no fear or compunction about it. How about Gemini Cares? Do you understand that one of the most powerful tools in existence right now is the Gemini Cares healthcare plans and program? I'm not kidding. This is like serious business. You want to radically change your business just like that? Just do what I did this last week, which I do all the time. I'm just telling you a story real quickly of something I just did. I got a friend of mine. His son goes to school with my son, same school. And so they play sports together. So natural crossover. And I was thinking about this guy because he owns a landscaping company. And it turns out he's got quite a few people that work for him. I didn't know all the details. So I said, could we go to lunch? He said, sure, I'd love to go to lunch. We sit down for lunch. We have a nice conversation. And in the conversation, I said, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah. I said, do you currently have healthcare for your staff? He says, I do. I said, how many staff do you have? He goes, 70. And I said, wow. I said, so you have healthcare for those staff? And he goes, for 45 of them, I do. The other 25 are part-time. And I said, so for 45 people, huh? I said, what do you like most about your healthcare plan? He goes, I have no idea. I don't even know what it does or how it works or anything. And I go, what are your premiums? And he gave me a number. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. And I said, what's your deductible? And he goes, $7,500. And I said, wow, that's a lot too. And I said, if I knew a way to possibly save you upwards of 40% on your overhead monthly for your healthcare costs, and somehow those deductibles could go away and the value of the plans themselves would be elevated, would you be open to me getting you a quote to show you how that could impact your bottom line? Or do you not care about your bottom line? And he goes, no, I care very much about my bottom line. So what are you talking about? Are you just saying that? Or could you really help me do that? And I go, I could really help you do that. He goes, what do I have to do? And I said, you're the CEO of your landscaping company. I don't want to take your time with this. Who's the best, sharpest person that understands the benefits? He goes, well, that's my HR director. And I said, would you give me permission to talk to that person? He said, sure. I said, what's their number? He said, here's their number. Would you tell them that I'll call them? As a matter of fact, would you do a three-way call and introduce me? He said, no sweat. I'll be happy to do it. And so just like that, what did I really do? I just asked the most logical, reasonable business questions in 30 seconds that those people just referring to people in the seats of making decisions, those people have to decide about why they do anything. And you'd be amazed at how many times people do things for things like customer service or value or price, right? Isn't that something that you can offer a lot of through Gemini Cares? Value, great customer service, unbelievable price and affordability, impacting their bottom line. So now when you give them these quotes like Laura did and like Joe did and like Karen did and TJ did, how many of those could you do in a day, a week, a month? Whatever your numbers are, Joe, and you like did phenomenally well, I know for a fact you could do twice as many, especially now because you're on fire, right? It's like, okay, I got some mojo and some moxie and some hot sauce all wrapped into one, ready to get after it. So just go apply that to whatever you're eating. And it's going to taste pretty delicious. So that's when you get after it, is right now, when it really matters and you're just on fire and you're like, I'm unstoppable. Because you're going to get off this call and you're going to go, I'm unstoppable. There's nothing that's going to stop me. Why? I'll tell you why you're unstoppable. Because you just painted your canvas. Unless you did that exercise, you would be stoppable. You'd find a reason. You'd have another image in your head. Let no other image overtake the power and the value and the magnitude of the canvas you just painted on. Don't let ever, ever, ever anything or anyone talk you out of the picture you just snapshot of yourself, your painting that you just painted. You're the artist. So could you do that? Could you reach out to some people, by the way, coming into your back office immediately are going to be a letter. A letter. We've controlled the narrative and you get to put in to or dear and decide the first paragraph. You can edit that, that says why you know this person or how you know them or why you're reaching out to them. And then it goes into some description, and in there is your Gemini Cares replicated website on the healthcare plans. And it says, click here to get a quote. And then there's a one-page flyer to someone that's in the know where they can open that link up and say, oh my goodness, that bullet, that bullet, that bullet, that bullet, that's all speaking my language. And it's minimalistic in terms of verbiage. It's not boring. It's easy on the eyes. And again, it invites you to click here to get a free quote, all linking back to your replicated site. How cool is that? We're in the process right now of building a 90-second video, just a hot blurb real quickly to get people's eyebrows to go up and go, wow, there was a lot of energy there. There's more to unpack, I can tell. I should open this up. I should get a quote. Wouldn't that be cool for you to have all that stuff in your back office as a tool, as a resource? All you need to do is go get some quotes. It's as easy as what I just role played with you. That really happened. One conversation, 45 people. What would your business look like if in one conversation you just added 45 lives to your Gemini structure, your team, your organization? I'll tell you what it looks like. You won't even sleep tonight when you do that one time. You're going to be laying in bed watching the ceiling fan or imagining there's one over your head, and you're going to get dizzy thinking about how that plays into changing your future and your life. And guess what? When all those people come on from one conversation, making a decision for all the employees, for all the staff that are out there, that's a sale for next month too. It's not like real estate where you're starting over. It's not like other things where you're starting over and you have to keep going out and doing it again and again and again. It's just there. That's amazing. Raise your hands if you're excited about this. You like this? Exciting, right? All right, I'm going to leave it right there. You've got, I'm afraid I may have slightly overwhelmed you. I just could feel it. And it's coming out of me. It's like oozing out of my eyeballs. So hopefully that's not too gross, but that's what's happening right now. So reminds me of the time I ate a jalapeno pepper. It didn't work out so well. It came out of everywhere. And that's how I'm feeling right now. So I hope that was contagious in all the right ways and that you were blessed by this information. You got some awesome nuggets that you can take out right now and go do something with this and build your team with reckless abandon. Just go do it and enjoy life like nobody else can because you did it while other people were thinking about it. You took action. Thank you so much, Jay. You're an amazing man. Great leader, great visionary. Awesome friend. I enjoyed seeing you, by the way, about a week and a half ago now, coming to your house, hanging out with you and Camilla, sitting on the back deck, eating some awesome hors d'oeuvres, taking in the warm afternoon sunshine of Orlando. Your place is magnificent. And I was blessed because you opened your home to me and gave me a tour of tours. It was pretty spectacular. And thanks for everything you add to the value of these people's lives. Samantha, thank you for bringing energy and passion to these calls like you do all the time. It's just great. And all of you that are tuning in, your faces are priceless right now. You've got smiles. I can see energy all over you. It's just oozing out of you. Don't ever stop the ooze. Keep the ooze. Keep oozing. Ooze, ooze, ooze. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much, Scott. As always, we're oozing excitement now. But I know Jay wanted to close tonight's call with a few words. So I'm going to turn the mic to him quickly to close tonight's call. Thank you so much, Scott. Incredible as always.
Great job, Scott. In fact, you got to eat jalapenos at my house. and they were hot. So everything was easy. But first of all, great call. I want to congratulate Joe. Congratulate Laura. Congratulate Karen and TJ on awesome job. Also, really quickly, going back to throwing the life preserver at everyone. Y'all, when I got back into network marketing the first time, I contacted a girl and was telling her about this company. And she's like, oh, I've been in that company for months. And I said, really? Why didn't you tell me about it? She said, oh, because I knew you wouldn't do it. When Scott mentioned, don't judge, she knew I wouldn't do it. Do you think she wants that call back? So think about this, y'all. Throw the life preserver at everybody. Don't judge anyone. You've got a product that will absolutely, you pick a product. We got a product that will help absolutely everybody alive, whether it's their for their healthcare to save on that, whether it's for joint pain, focus, mental clarity, memory, sleep, energy. we have it. I'm getting calls from people. Well, I just got another one today from Feathers about, oh my gosh, what this is doing for my pain. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close it with that. But y'all, let's change the world together. Don't judge anyone. Throw the life preserver at absolutely everyone. Together, we can change the world. Let's do it together. Scott, once again, great call. Thank you so much for being on. Y'all, let's start it now. Wake up in the morning and decide who it is you are going to change their life. Throw the life preserver at absolutely everybody you can find, whether they're going to be in your business or not. Get them on the product. Anyway, good night. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.